Well, Papa wants to say like this, no, that the Kuliyama boasted of Chomeini Rebbe could hold that Doin Minor Minor. Everybody holds you learn out from the Shalmei Yochid, you learn it out completely. If so, the Chom Sfor is very good. But what's the Sfor in Rebbe then? If you learn it out from the Shalmei Yochid, there you only have to make the Snufa on the Chazor V'Shoik. So how come here Rebbe says by the Shalmei Tzibor, you have to make the Snufa on the whole animal? So Merteretz is, for I know time with the Rebbe, Kiyosam, and the Chom is learning it out from the Shalmei Yochid. Ma'asim, just like Vashalmi Yochid. Dovishamaton l'koyin. What do you have to lift up? Only the Chazor v'Shoik, the part that goes to the koyin. If so, afrocho. Here also, by the Shalmi Tzibor, Dovishamaton l'koyin, with the part that's a matana to the koyin. But here, by the Kisya Tzeres, the whole thing, Vishlemus, is given over to the koyin. But since the whole thing is given over to the koyin, and the Chanami, that's the way you have to make the Tanufa also. Ravina says the Kuli Yalma Doin Minov Yukabiyas, or could be everybody holds. You just learn out from Shalmi Tziba that it needs Tznufa, but once the Shalmi Tziba, learn out from a Shalmi Yochad that needs it. But once the Shalmi Tziba needs it, you learn it out from its own Pasha. If so, Rebbe is very good that by its own Pasha, Tznufa Lefnei Shchit is the whole thing, Salacha Shchit also is the whole thing. But if so, what's the Pshat from the Rabbonin? Find the time of the Rabbonin, Shalmeyem Ribuhu. There's a ribuy over here. So Rashi says it means by a shalme yochid, it also says an extra word shlomim. It says as chazoy at snufa v'yashar katrum l'kachtim yis b'nei Yisrael, yizivche shalmeyim, temash v'loshin rabim, says loshin rabim, tevim l'mikta v'loshin yochid, debi yochid mishtoi, kinesib, omidus to loshin rabim, leymar, ha'chazor v'shoik shalshal mitziv v'shinifu. So the special exercise of kosov over here, that says an extra word shalmeyim, to teach us that all shlomim, all the snufas, are only done with the Chazor v'Shoik. See, when they'll usually learn out the Yasra back to its own place, that it should have been a Tanufa with the whole animal, just like to do the Tanufa by the Shalmi Tziba, Lefnei Shchita, Mechaim is no animal. So really, it should have been La'acha Shchita the same way, but the Shat from Rebbe is a special Gzeras HaKosev, that when it says to make a Tanufa with the Chazor v'Shoik, by the Shalmi Yochid, it's an extra Pasuk, says Shalmeyim, must be able to do it completely. Because if there's an extra Pasuk there, that's why Rebbe holds that the Tanufa is done with only with the Chazor v'Shoik. That's why the Rabbanon hold like that. And Rebbe was good, but the Rabbanon hold only Chazor v'Shoik because there's a special Gzeras HaKosev over here. Yeah, then it says in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon says Shloish Shaminim, there are three different types of Kabbonis, there are Tumim Shalosh Mitzvahs, that there are three types of Mitzvahs that Shtayim B'chol Echot, that each one of these three korbanos have only two of the mitzvahs. But Ushlish Yashayim Behem, you do not have any one korban that has all three mitzvahs. Now what are these? The Yeluhain, these are them. That Zivchei Shalme Yochid is a Shlom that's brought by Yochid. Then there's a Zivchei Shalme Tzibur, a Shlom by Kivsiya, Tzeres is brought on, Shvuas by the Tzibur. And then the Yashem Mitzera, when the Mitzera brings his korban Yashem. Now, Zivchei Shalme Yochid, what's the loch of regular Shlomim that a Yochid brings? Is Tumim Smicha, that the Bailam has to make a Smicha, has to put his hands over it. Chayim, when the animal is still alive. Utunufa Shchuta. And there's also Mitzvah Tnufa after you make a Shchuta, to make a Tnufa on with the Chazor v'Shoik. But V'yayim Bem Tnufa Chayim, when the animal is alive before Shchuta, there's no Mitzvah Tnufa on a regular Shalme Yochid. What about Zivchei Shalme Tzibur? What about the Shlomim, the Kivsi Atzeros, the Zboran Shvuas? This Tzibadika Ashlamim, and this year it's Tunim Tnufa Chayim Oshrutim. It needs a mitzvah Tnufa both before Shchita and after Shchita. But V'yayim Bem Smicha, there's no mitzvah Smicha on a Shalmei Tzibur. What about an Oshram Mitzvah, the Mitzvah that the Oshram that Mitzvah brings? Tunim Smicha Tnufa Chay. You have to make both a mitzvah Smicha. When the animal is still alive, the owner, the Mitzvah, has to put his hands on top of it. And also, there's a tnufa chai when the animal is still alive before shchita. But the yain by tnufa shchita. But after the shchita, by an asham mitzvah, then there's no more mitzvahs tnufa. These are the three mitzvahs that apply to these three different kabbonis. Now the Gemara says, V'yiyu zivchei shalme yochid tunim tnufa chayim. Why shouldn't we have that the regular shlomim that a yochid brings should also have the mitzvah tenufa before shchit when the animal is alive? How? Mikal v'chayma. Let me learn out from Mikal v'chayma. Uma zivche shal metziba, just like we find by the kivsi atzeres. Shein etunin smichos smichachayim. There's no mitzvah to make a smicha when the animal's still alive before shechita. Still tunin tenufa chayim, even though there's no smichos smichachayim, still does a mitzvah tuna to lift it up when it's alive. If so, zivche shal meyocher regular shlamim. To shetun and smicha chayim, that there is a mitzvah for the bailum to put his hand on top of the rush of the korban when it's alive. If so, ein adin, isn't there a svara to say shetunim tenufas chayim? They should also have a mitzvah tenufa when the animal is alive. If so, as she said, that a shalma yochid should have all three mitzvahs. It should also need a tenufa when it's alive. Samura says no. Miyat rachmona gambe zivche shalmei tibur. There's a special miyat by Korban Tzibur Vishlam that says oisam, which is mashma oisam lamutei zivche shalme yochid, that only oisam, only a shalme tzibur needs a tenufa michayim, but not a shalme yochid. So therefore there's a miyat, therefore I cannot learn out. So now the Gemara is still, but v'yiyu zivche shalme tzibur tunim smicho mikal v'chaymo, like the one mitzvah that's missing by a shalme tzibur is smicho. So Moses, what can I learn out from a Kal V'chaymo? To say that a Shalmei Tzibur should also have to have a smicha. Oma zivchei Shalmei Yochid Madach by regular Shlomim that a Yochid brings. Shein tunin tenufa chayim. It does not have a mitzvah tenufa before Shechita when the animal is alive. Still, tunin smicha. It has the mitzvah of smicha. If so, zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. This korban tzibur. His kifsi atzeres is brought on shavuos. She atunin tenufa chayim, that has the mitzvah to make the tenufa when it's alive before the shechita. If so, isn't it a sabara to say she atunin smicha, that there should be a mitzvah smicha by a shal mitziba? So this Gemara says no. Amar Ravina answers and says, Kimiri we learned that shtei smichos b'tziba, that there are only two korban tzibas that need a smicha. Rashi says, Gemius, it's like a lach l'mashi misinai. Misinai, that beis michas b'tzibur. That's the par helam dovesh al tzibur. The tzibur says clearly over there, v'som chuzik ni'eido. That's one smicha. And also the soya mishtaleach on Yom Kippur, the tzibur says, v'som ach aron eshtay yadov. Or mitzibur, it comes from mitzibur. But v'su leka shum smicha b'tzibur. So the kit is a lach l'mashi misinai, that there's no smicha by a shalmei tzibur. That the Gemara is though, but v'yehei osham mitzera, let the korban osham le mitzera, and brings his osham, turn tenufa, let there be a mitzvah tenufa over there. Turn tenufa, shochet, that after shechita there should be a mitzvah tenufa on an osham mitzera. And mikal v'chaymo, let off a mikal v'chaymo. Ma zivchei shal meyochet, just like by korban shlom that a yochet brings. Halacha is what shein tun and tenufa, chayim, you do not have a mitzvah tenufa when it's alive. Still tunin tenufa shchutin, that after shchita there is a mitzvah tenufa by shalmei yochid. If so, in oshem mitzvah, the mitzvah that a mitzvah brings, that the locher is shetunin tenufa chai, that there is a mitzvah, there is clearly you have to make a tenufa when the animal is still alive. If so, isn't it a svara to say she'atuna tenufa shchuta, that you should also have the mitzvah tenufa after shchita? So Moshe says no. Miyat rachmona gavei zivchei shalme yochid. There's a miyat to say only here do you have to have tenufa after the shchita, but not by another korban. And it says oisai, which we darshin. Rashi says v'yes chazor hatenufa lahonif oisai. So we darshin oisai lemutei osher metera. And Nosha Mitzvah does not have the mitzvah snufa v'yach ha-shchita. So kids, so that's how Rabbi Shimon knows these three karbonis, each one of them only has two of the mitzvahs and not three. Tana Rabbonin, look at the price like this. Tana Rabbonin, chamisha sheviyu korbon. If five people brought a korbon, echad meinif aidei kulam. That, again, chamisha sheviyu korbon echad. Five people b'shutfas bring one korbon. So Locha is, even though there are five Bailam here, still Echad Meinafai Dei Kulam. One of them is like a Shliach, he makes the tenufa for everybody. V'yisha kayein meinef al yoda. Who did a korban that an isha brings? If an isha brings a korban, well, we had before, she cannot make tenufa. Therefore, the kayein makes tenufa for her. V'chein hashleach korban oisav. Medina Sayyam, let's say somebody sends their korban from Medina Sayyam, so the kitza, the bailam, there's no one bailam here on the korban, that's here. There's in the first case, there are five of them, so there are five bailam. So one of them, they make the tenufa. But here, that's time you're sending your korban from Medina Sayyam, and the bailam is not here, then the pshat is, kain meinef ayodai. The kain is the one that makes the tenufa for them.